Haley Hansen was having a staring contest with a bunch of dolls, and they were winning. Lined up on her desk, the adorable dolls were dressed in beautiful, classic red velvet and emerald green Christmas dresses. Each dress was meticulously trimmed with delicate white lace and had tiny pearl-like buttons up the front. But it was their perfectly painted smiles that made Haley's frown deepen. They weren't fooling her for a minute. She knew they might look innocent enough, but the truth was that these Christmas dolls were about to decide her entire future. They were everything. "So, here's what we need to do," she said to the dolls as she leaned in closer to them. "We need to work together if I'm going to get this promotion, understand?" Haley gave them a stern look, waited a beat, and then laughed. People always said she had an active imagination. It was a useful trait to have in her advertising job as a brand strategist. But not even her imagination can make these dolls talk back. She decided to let the dolls win this round, but she wasn't giving up. She had too much to lose. To remind herself exactly what was at stake, she walked over to the biggest piece of furniture in her office, a chic glass bookcase filled with all the awards she had won working at Bergman Advertising. It was an impressive collection. She had started working for the agency right out of college 8 years ago. She had chosen advertising and working specifically with building brands because it was a way to combine her creative skills with her storytelling ability. And she loved being able to help people and companies connect in an authentic way with their customers. She picked up one of her awards. It vaguely resembled a Hollywood Oscar, and she was always surprised by how heavy it was. It was called an Addy. It was silver instead of gold and smaller than an Oscar. But if you worked in advertising, it was about the equivalent. It was the most prestigious award you could get. She'd won it right after she had started at the agency, working on a campaign for one of her first clients, the Massachusetts Board of Education. They had wanted a big television ad campaign to promote literacy, but their budget was tiny. She had found a way to get some top celebrities to donate their time and sponsor the ads. The campaign was such a huge success, it was used as a model for other school districts, helping children across the country. When Haley was put in charge of the national campaign, it had jump-started her career, and she never looked back. She quickly went from representing small mom-and-pop businesses to some of the top brands and companies in Boston. Sure, she had given up some things along the way to become one of the youngest vice presidents the company had ever had, like a personal life, vacations, and weekends. But she had never regretted it, and now she was finally getting everything she had worked so hard for, a promotion to partner. Her boss, the owner of the agency, Larry, had promised to make her partner if she could land a multi-million dollar account before the end of the year. That's where the Christmas dolls came in. Haley glanced back at them. They weren't just any ordinary dolls. They were dolls from Tyler Toys, one of the largest toy companies in the country, which was about to go international. It was exactly the kind of account Haley needed to land if she wanted to make partner. She'd come to the point where she didn't want to just work for a company. She wanted a stake in the business, a business she had helped build into one of the top ad agencies on the East Coast. She had worked hard, and she knew she deserved it. As an only child, she had grown up in a family where money had always been tight, but she had been lucky. While her parents couldn't give her a lot of material things, like fancy clothes and vacations, and she'd had to miss out on dance and gymnastics lessons, she always knew she was loved. Her parents encouraged her to believe anything was possible. So, she decided early on that when she grew up, she never wanted to have to worry about money like her parents always did. And neither would her parents. She'd take care of them. Haley walked back over to the dolls. An account like Tyler Toys didn't come along very often. This was her chance. There was just one small thing standing in her way, or more like one very important person, her boss. To Haley, Larry had always been much more than just a boss. He was a mentor. He had taken a chance on her, hiring her right out of school. He had been tough, but always fair, always pushing her to exceed expectations.